Well, given that it's Friday, I think we're going to talk about beer. And I set this up by asking, who says globalization is a bad thing? Before I became a full-time professional academic, I was known for something else entirely, believe it or not. I was known for beer. I was an award-winning amateur brewer, a hobby that expanded into beer criticism, beer writing, and I became a certified beer judge. And indeed, my first two peer-reviewed articles were about beer and remain on my CV to this day. First firing up my kettle in 1990 placed me in a rare position. I was right in the midst of an ongoing beer revolution. In those early days, development was simple. Move away from beers heavy in adjuncts common to industrial lagers of the United States, think corn or rice, two things that really have no purpose being in a beer, and towards classic styles, typically German lagers and British ales. These early days of the revolution saw the odd juxtaposition that typifies periods of accelerated creativity. For example, applying the German Reinheitsgebot to every style, including British ales, where it's inappropriate. American brewers pioneered styles with the ingredients most convenient to them, which in turn put the distinct flavors of hops grown in the Pacific Northwest of the United States right in the spotlight. When I first moved to England 10 years ago, it was common to encounter British people who bought into the stereotypes of American beer, reflecting an understanding of the beer culture in my home country more accurate to the 1960s or 1970s. That seems to be changing now, which is refreshing from my point of view. During the Great British Beer Festival this past August, a reputable national broadsheet published an article denoting its top 10 favorite beers at the festival. While all are ales, perhaps some habits are difficult to break, three are directly influenced by the now 30-year-old American brewing revolution. One is brewed by an American in Somerset, and one of the top 10 is an IPA from California itself. This reminded me of a Dutch brewery, which specifically sought to replicate West Coast American beers and remained a going concern throughout the 3 years I lived in Holland. I should also note that the West Country is represented on this list by four entries, and two alone in Devon and Cornwall. It's nice to see this influence going both ways now. Globalization often gets unfairly criticized. I teach an entire class that to some might appear to be an assault on this phenomenon. But if it's helping bring us all better beer, isn't that a point in the win column?